Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. First time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ in Lone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement are presented by none other than Brother Bryant Tansel. I ask that you all, whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the word placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. The topic of his encouragement is don't worry about tomorrow. God is already there. So following brief introduction or brief advertisement, the next voice that you will be that of Brother Bryant Tansel.
Winning the Battles is sponsoring an online giving campaign June 15th through July 25th for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala benefiting Sickle Cell. You may give a donation at Cash App $WinningTheBattles or www.winningbattlesinyourmind.org. And don't forget to join us Saturday, July 25th, virtually from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. via Zoom. There'll be lots of entertainment and children sharing their stories. Join Winning the Battles for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala.
Thank you so much. We want to thank one of our sponsors there, Sister Althea. Definitely support that out there. Whenever you have someone in the Lord's house doing great work, let's do all we can to support them. Danielle, thank you for that great introduction as well. And you just always do such a magnificent job. Happy Friday to all of you listening out there. I hope you had a great week. I trust you had an excellent week. And thank you so much for joining our call on this Friday morning. So our topic today is don't worry about tomorrow. God is already there. And just for a minute, I want you to close your eyes. Think of everything God has provided you up to this point of your life. Everything he will provide you going forward. Boy, doesn't tomorrow look bright. Sometimes God answers our questions tomorrow. Sometimes the answer comes tomorrow. But don't worry about tomorrow. God is already there. He's already waiting for you. He's already working.
If you look over the 1 Corinthians chapter.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Brother Tansel, but we are not able to hear you at this time. Brother Tansel, are you still with us?
Okay. Is this better, Danielle?
This is much better, yes.
Okay. Excellent. Oh, sorry about that. I was inside, and you just never know how the connection is going to be. So let me start back at the...
Okay, Brian Tansel, we see I've lost you again.
I'm actually outside. Is this better?
We can hear you clearly. Yes.
Okay, I'm actually outside. I hope it gets better. In 1 Corinthians 2 and verses 19, it says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." As we look over to Isaiah verses 40 and 28, it also says, Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He's always there for us tomorrow. You see, he's working on our behalf before we even know it. And in Exodus 8 and 10, it says, and he said, tomorrow, Moses said, be it as you say, so that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. There's a song out there that I'm reminded of. If there's no one like our God, just remember, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. If you look over there in Exodus 9, verses 5 through 6, and the Lord set a time saying, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. The Lord worked tomorrow. Sometimes we pray today, and the answer may come tomorrow, but the Lord is there waiting for us. So he does things in his time, not our time. We know we're going to have some suffering on this earth, but we know the Lord is always working behind the scenes to make things happen for us. In 1 Samuel verses 20 and 18, it says, then Jonathan said unto him, tomorrow is the new moon, and you will be missed because your seat is empty. I don't know if you've ever planted a garden or worked in a garden, and I'm guessing most of you have. If you remember those days that your parents, grandparents, aunt, or uncle got you out of bed early in the morning, made you eat a good breakfast. You see, when you go out in the field, you're going to have some stamina if you're going to be working out there for any length of time. So you got to be able to work past feeling tired, feeling give out, are feeling like, what in the world are we doing out here? And I know a lot of you have been out in the garden working, and that thought has probably crossed your mind at least once. So back to the story. If you've ever planted something, did it feel good to watch those first stalks pop their head out of the ground? You know, that's really progress. You feel better knowing all that hard work is starting to pay off. It's a lot of tomorrows after you plant it. It's not the next day you plant it. It's going to be months before you see that harvest. So what seeds can we plant in the Lord's house today that we can see in a few months? It's always harvest time in the Lord's church. In Proverbs verses 28, taking my time here. Just want to make sure I'm on track here because the coverage was a little bad earlier. So in Proverbs 3 and 28, it says, do not say to your neighbor, go and come again. Tomorrow I will give it when you have it with you. So if you have it with you, give it to them today. If it's harvest time, we should always be prepared to offer what people need. It's not always money, water, food, clothing, or shelter. Sometimes folks just need to hear about the path to salvation. If you met someone new today with COVID and everything else is going on that's happening right now, and you had a conversation with them about the Lord and they seem really, really interested, and they ask you, what must I do to be saved? Could you walk them through the plan of salvation? In James 4 and 14 it says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. If the Lord is our shepherd, remember that we shall not want for anything. Is he your shepherd today? Well, verses 27 through 31, and this was a beautiful passage. I just wanted to cover some points here. It says, consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not. They spend not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Lastly, when we look over there at Samuel, 1 Samuel 9 and 16, God spoke to Samuel about Saul. About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him ruler over my people Israel. He will deliver them from the hand of the Philistines. I have looked on my people, for their cry has reached me. Brother Medlock talked earlier this week about an ugly cry. I wonder if this was an ugly cry at that time that the Lord heard. Sometimes we just can't hold on until tomorrow because we're trying to please too many people. Who are you trying to please? Do you know anybody who's living to do a little people pleasing? Maybe they're not thinking about tomorrow, but thinking about today. And whose approval is important to you? Who do you want to get approval from? Myself, my spouse, or friends? Nowadays, you can seek to get the approval of others with just a finger. Many of us have Facebook fingers, Twitter fingers, YouTube comment fingers. Friends, we have to develop Bible fingers. Make sure we're fingering through the Bible. Those pages should be frayed, worn, torn, and everything else. So why do we really try to get the approval of others? It's to be accepted, liked, or to be popular, to feel good about ourselves, and because it feels good to be praised. As I come to a close this week, we learned Brother Jones had taught us we must be peacemakers instead of peacebreakers. Brother Medlock, we must have hope on top of hope. Brother Bradshaw told us, give God the praise, give God the glory. And Brother Griffin taught us about the good news coming from God. And as I come to a close, here's some good news I want to leave you with. In Matthew 6 and 33, he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And finally, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God, don't worry about tomorrow. God is already there. Thank you for listening. And now we'll have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for everyone on this call and everyone not on this call that we can help. You know our hearts, you know our minds, you know what our families need before we even ask, Lord. We pray for our spouses, our mothers, fathers, daughters, sisters, brothers, uncles, and cousins. We pray for families like Brother Mike Woods, who we lost due to COVID, who Brother Bradshaw spoke so eloquently about this week. And we pray that his service and his family is touched, and that your hands will just guide us through that process on tomorrow. Lord, thank you again for everything you're going to do for us before we even ask. We ask that you help us make this world a better place. In Jesus' name we pray today. Be safe out there, and amen.
Winning the Battles is sponsoring an online giving campaign June 15th through July 25th for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala benefiting Sickle Cell. You may give a donation at Cash App, $WinningTheBattles, or www.winningbattlesinyourmind.org. And don't forget to join us Saturday, July 25th, virtually from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. via Zoom. There'll be lots of entertainment and children sharing their stories. Join Winning the Battles for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala.
Have mercy on me, Lord. Give just like mine, but only if you have mercy.
The problem
is mine.
There was no way out.
I don't have to spend good
every
day.
Only
I'll be.
And it made, made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough.
Mercy on
me. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not staying free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy.
Mercy,
just to bring my rage over. Mercy, Father, as Jesus Christ, your name.